From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, March 8, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Durham Town Board adopted a new weapons policy for town employees March the 6th. Under the new requirements put forward by Town Supervisor Sean Marriott, employees are prohibited from having a firearm in their possession while conducting town business. Marriott said municipal workers who believe they should be able to carry a firearm will be directed to submit a letter to their immediate supervisor and the town board. The town board would then conduct an interview with the employee to hear why they have a need to carry a firearm. Marriott said, and I quote, "The board will make a final determination whether a further exception to this policy will be allowed," end quote. He said there was no particular incident that motivated the creation of the policy. Marriott said, and I quote, "It is something that has never been an issue and been overlooked, but it's something I feel is necessary to protect our employees and people in the town," end quote. The new regulations were approved unanimously. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Times Union. The Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency on March the 7th released a report recommending the creation of a regional public authority to oversee solid waste disposal in Greene, Ulster, and Sullivan counties. The study by Cornerstone Engineering and Land Surveying recommended formation of the authority but offered no long-term disposal solutions. The report recommends establishing either a 7 or 11 member board that would give Ulster County at least one more representative than Greene or Sullivan counties based on population. The consultants did not provide a recommended budget for the Tri-County Authority. The report said Greene and Sullivan counties would save money by merging with Ulster County Trash Agency to negotiate lower disposal costs. The cost savings for Greene County was estimated to be $116,000 based on the 59,000 tons of solid waste handled by the county in 2016. The consultants credited Ulster County with the highest rate of recycling among the three counties. Ulster recycles 10.41% of the materials it receives, while Greene County's rate was 2.27% and Sullivan's was 7.48%. The consultants offered no recommendations for new methods of disposal or on opening a regional landfill. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Emily Masters is reporting for the Times Union. Two Capital Region business owners were charged last month for burning commercial materials at their residence, the State Department of Environmental Conservation said on March the 7th. On February 24th, two environmental conservation officers arrived at a Catskill home to investigate a report of burning debris. Their investigation revealed the resident was burning a large pile of commercial and demolition debris collected from their painting and carpentry business. The officers alleged the debris pile included pressure-treated wood, vinyl sidings, painted lumber, and furniture. The resident was charged with burning prohibited material and unlawful disposal of solid waste. In a separate incident on the same day, another DEC officer was investigating reports of illegal burning in Pittstown, Rensselaer County, when he discovered a resident with construction debris whom they intended to burn and bury. The homeowner was charged with unlawful disposal of solid waste and illegal burning. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. The Daily Freeman is reporting the campaign staff for Democrat Brian Flynn, one of the six candidates in the 19th Congressional District Democratic Party, was unionized under the Campaign Workers Guild. The workers announced the ratification of a collective bargaining agreement on March the 7th. The contract includes guarantees of a living wage, reimbursement for standard work-related expenses, and protection from sexual harassment and discrimination. It is the first campaign collective bargaining agreement negotiated in New York and only the fifth nationwide. The Democratic primary is scheduled for June 26. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Finally, Kenneth Crow is reporting for the Times Union. Voters in Berlin Central School District authorized two capital projects on March the 6th to make building improvements and upgrade district athletic facilities. The nearly $9.4 million building project to improve the district's elementary and middle and high school buildings was approved on a vote of 266 to 140. The $3.67 million project to create a new track facility, soccer, and baseball fields passed 217-188. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of snow mainly in the early morning. It will be cloudy today with a temperature high near 37 degrees. But Thursday night, a slight chance of snow showers. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 19. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, a chance of snow showers before 1 p.m., then a chance of a mix of rain and snow. It will be cloudy with a high near 38 degrees. Friday night, a slight chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 27. And on Saturday, a slight chance of rain and snow showers, mostly cloudy, with a high near 40 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 23. The sun rose this morning at 6:19 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:53 p.m. That will give us 11 hours and 34 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 53 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 8th day of March, 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.